重新建立这个的关系，
to reconnect to one another，
与彼此建立这个的关系，
and to reconnect to creation itself，
与整个被造的世界来建立这个的关系。
Help us to remember all the places where we have done these things well，
让我们记住每一次我们在这些事情上做得好的时候。
That we may be strengthened to do all the good works you have prepared in advance for us to do.
以致我们能够在你为我们预备的善事上面，我们能够是重新得力。
And help us to remember where we have failed as your people.
也都帮助我们来到记住在哪些地方我们做得不好。
By the things we have done and by the things we have left undone.
可能我们做了一些不对的事，或者有些对的事我们没有做到。
We repent of our sins.
让我们来到去为我们的罪来到去悔改。
We repent of every way we have harmed you and harmed our neighbor.
在每一次我们伤害了上帝你和伤害了我们的邻舍。
We ask that you save us.
我们求主你来到拯救我们。
And heal both us and our neighbor.
也都医治我们和我们的邻居。
We ask in the certainty that you are a God most gracious and compassionate.
我们相信上帝你是一个最满有恩典和怜悯的神。
Slow to anger and quick to forgive.
你不轻易发怒，而且系愿意饶恕。
As long as we are sincere, you give us every chance to be your people.
只要我哋系到去真诚，你愿意俾任何嘅机会，使我哋重新成为你嘅子民。
For this you have promised by your word and by your spirit.
你以你嘅圣灵，你以你嘅话语嚟到去应允我哋。
Lord, in your mercy.
所以上帝喺你嘅怜悯之中。
Hear our prayer. God of all healing.
医治嘅上帝。
You know that the weakness of our will is not the
only.
You know that there are many barriers to you. For you know what it means to be human. Where there is sickness, whether mental, spiritual, or physical, we pray that you would offer us relief.
我们求主你帮助给我们一个的舒缓。
Where there is suffering,
在有受苦的地方,
we pray for your comfort.
我们求你安慰。
And where there is grief,
在有安伤的时候,
we pray for your consolation.
我们求主你抚摸。
As you have shown compassion to those who have come before us,
好像在以往的日子的里面, 你向人施怜悯。
We pray for your compassion to come upon us once again.
我们求主你的怜悯与我们同在。
Lord, in your mercy,
主在你的怜悯之中。
Hear our prayer. All these things we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God of very God. Light of very light. Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. Amen. Now,It is very good to see all of you again. I don't know that I've ever seen you 2 weeks in a row. The timing is particularly good. I don't know if this gets announced later, but I'm going on vacation April 14th. And I won't be back till May 12th.So after today, this is the last you'll see me for a while.
So, 在今天之后呢，有一段时间呢，我都会暂时在那个道别。
Now, since I only occasionally get to preach on the Cantonese side,
既然我只是偶然在大家的中间，广东话的会众之中来到去，来到去，讲道。
One of the things I'm here to do is to try to make sure we're all on the same page about what the church is doing.
其中一樣我想做的事情就是讓我們能夠是大家說同一樣的言語。
After all, Chinese and English, we are one body in Christ.
因為無論我們是英文堂也好，中文堂也好，其實我們都是主內的一家。
It would be absurd if the right hand did not know what the left was doing.
所以如果我們左手不知道右手做什麼事的時候，那就會有一個很奇怪的現象。
As some of you know, most of our fellowships are now in a Bible study on Romans.
或者大家都已經知道了，我們大部分的團契現在都在讀這個的羅馬書。
Joseph Fellowship and the three English small groups are now all about one chapter in.
約瑟團和三個的英語的小組暫時都還在第一章的裡面。
This means there's plenty of time to catch up if you'd like to read Romans along with us.
所以如果大家想與我們一同來讀這個的羅馬書的時間， 其實你有好多嘅時間嚟到去追上。
And I can only apologize to Elijah Fellowship.
對以利亞團嚟講，我只能夠係道歉。
My Cantonese is just not good enough to talk about the Bible in that language at any length.
因為我嘅廣東話唔足夠同大家嚟到去分解聖經任何嘅深度。
But if you do want to talk about the Bible,
但如果你想同我嚟到去討論聖經嘅話咧
，I will try to find someone to translate.
我好願意揾人嚟到幫我嚟到去翻譯。
I love talking about the Bible.
因為我好喜歡嚟到去討論呢個嘅聖經。
Because the Bible is one of the core ways that God has chosen to communicate with us.
因為聖經係主要上帝與我哋相交嗰一個嘅渠道。
In any case, one of the reasons I'm leading all these fellowships through Romans.
無論係點講都好啦，我哋今次大家呢啲嘅團契一同嚟到讀呢個嘅羅馬書。
Is because I want the whole church to start sharing a common theological language.
係因為我想整個嘅教會都從一個嘅同一嘅神學基礎裏邊嚟到去開始。
I want you to be able to go up to basically anyone in this church.
我想大家能夠去喺中間行去每一個人。
And have something in common to talk about.
我都有一啲共同嘅話題。
And as importantly,
亦都好重要。
I want us to have common ground for what it means to be a multicultural church together.
我哋一定需要有一啲嘅共同嘅背景同埋話題，以致我哋能夠成為一個多元文化嘅教會。
If we want to be one church together,
如果我哋真心嚟到想成為一個教會嘅時候
，we have to agree on what a church means.
有時候我哋最少要同意究竟教會係咩嘅定義。
I am not currently sure that we do.
其實喺而家呢個嘅時候，我唔係好肯定我哋有一個統一嘅定義。
I'm not even sure we're reading the same Bible in the first place.
有時甚至我唔係好肯定我哋突然間讀緊同一本嘅聖經。
If you've not already done so,
因為如果大家可能未做過嘅時候
，I would encourage you to find one of our English Bibles and compare John 8 to the Union Version.
可能如果我哋攞住我哋嘅英文聖經，任何一個版本都好，同我哋嘅和合本嚟到去相比嘅時候，《約翰福音》第八章往往係兩個嘅聖經有啲嘅出入。
You'll be in for quite a surprise at the differences between the two.
可能大家睇咗之後都會有啲嘅驚喜。
I know how crazy and how difficult all of this communication sounds.
當然我明白到，當我哋講到咁樣嘅相交嘅時候，我哋會覺得又好困難，同埋甚至講好似冇可能做。
There are at least 3 different languages and 5 different cultures at this church.
因為喺我哋嘅教會當中，可能有三文同埋甚至講五個唔同嘅文化。
People born in Hong Kong and who came over as working adults.
有喺香港出世然之後過嚟嘅人。
Those born in Hong Kong and came over as university students.
或者喺香港出世而喺過到嚟加拿大讀書嘅人。
People born in Hong Kong and came over as children.
或者喺香港出世而係自己細佬哥嘅時候已經過嚟。
And children born here.
亦都當中，我哋有小朋友係喺呢一邊出生。
And now there are some Nigerian and some Mandarin people who come to English service.
而家喺英文堂嗰方面，甚至會有一啲尼日利亞嘅人同埋講普通話嘅人與我哋一同嚟到去敬拜。
With all these cultures around us,
當我有咁多唔同嘅文化喺我哋嘅周圍嘅時候
，It is not surprising to me that we find it hard to communicate across all these language and culture barriers.
其實如果我哋發覺到我哋彼此好難相交，呢個都唔係一件出奇嘅事。
Even the fact that we share the same Bible, only mostly the same Bible, only gets us so far.
就算我哋話我哋基本上係用緊同一本嘅聖經，但係有時呢個都幫唔到我哋太多。
Each of us reads the Bible differently.
因為我哋每人都從唔同嘅角度嚟到讀聖經。
Based on our own cultural emphases.
有時係根據住我哋自己嘅文化重點。
Our literary backgrounds.
我哋嘅文化背景。
And our personal experiences.
同埋我哋個人嘅經歷。
One of my favorite tricks in seminary was to ask students to tell the story of the parable of the prodigal son.
有時我會同叫唔同嘅學生嚟到去講佢哋點樣嚟到去講呢個嘅浪子回頭嘅故事。
I'll give you 30 seconds to think about the highlights in your brain.
我哋大家可能用30秒鐘嚟到諗下。
That wasn't 30 seconds. But when you tell that story, how many of you included the famine? The son goes home because there's a famine in the land. If you tell the story in Africa where famine is common, everyone remembers.
當我哋講到家庭嘅時候，有時我哋會話呢個係一個共通嘅背景。
But in Canada, where no one experiences famine, no one remembers.
但係如果喺加拿大嘅時候，原來有時我哋發覺到我哋對家庭嘅睇法同埋嗰個嘅定義都會有好多嘅唔同。
If we want to be a church together,
如果我哋要同一要成為同一個嘅教會。
We're going to need to do more than share one Bible.
有時我哋除咗我哋話我哋睇同用一本聖經之外，我哋其實仲要有同樣一種嘅眼光。
We're going to need to learn how to listen to one another.
我哋要彼此學識點樣嚟到去聆聽。
Especially about our different experiences of God.
尤其是我哋與神嗰個嘅相交嗰個關係，往往有著唔同嘅經歷。
And about our different understandings of what it means to be followers of Jesus.
而我哋能够透过呢啲唔同嘅经历、唔同嘅理解，呢个就系我哋学习点样跟随耶稣嗰个嘅方法。
Indeed, according to the Bible,
其实根据圣经嚟讲
，one of the consequences of the cross and of the resurrection，
其中一个有关呢个嘅十字架同埋呢个嘅复活带嚟嗰个嘅后果
，is a renewed willingness to bridge the gap between vastly different groups of people。
就是眾人好唔同嘅背景，從好唔同嘅地方，佢哋願意一同嚟到去同歸於一。
And to do all these things in the name of Jesus.
而係按住主耶穌基督嘅名字嚟到去做呢啲嘅事情。
As Paul writes in Ephesians 2:14,
根據呢個嘅以弗所書二章裏邊所講14節
，Christ's purpose on the cross was not just to save us from our sins.
當耶穌基督喺十字架上邊嚟到釘身嘅時候，佢嘅目標唔係單係叫我哋從罪中釋放。
But to make us one new humanity,
而係喺我哋中間嚟到做一個嘅新人類。
By giving us access to the Father through one Spirit,
讓我哋所有嘅人能夠係同一樣嘅去到我哋嘅上帝同埋聖靈嘅面前。
As he writes in verse 18,
而係根據呢個嘅十五節講。
But as always, what the Bible means by all of this requires context.
但係聖經講呢啲嘅説話嘅時候，佢嗰個嘅背景究竟係咩？
Paul, like most of the Jews around him,
保罗正如当时好多嘅犹太人
believed that there's basically two groups of people.
佢哋心里边只系有两种嘅人
Jews and Gentiles.
犹太人同埋非犹太人
For Paul specifically, there's actually two kinds of Jews.
喺保罗嗰个嘅眼光中，甚至会有两种唔同嘅犹太人
Those who merely have the blood of Abraham.
有啲嘅就系话有咗亚伯拉罕嘅血脉嘅
And then the true Israel.
亦都有嗰個叫做真正嘅猶太人。
The true Israel of all those who follow Yahweh。
真正嘅猶太人嘅定義喺保羅所講嘅就係嗰啲願意跟隨耶和華嘅人。
Gentiles are everybody else。
而外邦人就係其他所有嘅人。
We would be Gentiles。
根據呢一個嘅定義，我哋就會成為外邦人。
And in the time of the early church，
喺呢個嘅早期教會嘅時候
，tensions between Jews and Gentiles were extreme。
猶太人與外邦人之間嗰個嘅張力係非常之緊張。
In general, the Jews blamed the Gentiles for the exile.
對猶太人嚟講，佢哋話我哋之所以被嚟到去逐出我哋嘅祖國，就係因為你哋所有外邦人嘅作為。
They blamed the Romans and everyone associated with the Romans.
佢哋覺得羅馬人係壓迫佢哋嘅，而所有同羅馬人有關係嘅人，佢哋都成為咗佢哋嘅對頭。
After all, they had destroyed Israel.
羅馬人基本上毀滅咗以色列國
，and they kept God away from the temple。
而佢喺佢哋嘅心中，就喺羅馬人叫上帝不再住在聖殿嘅當中。
Therefore, faithful Jews tried to keep as far away from Gentiles as they possibly could。
所以好多嗰啲嘅忠心嘅猶太人，佢哋都會同外邦人嚟到去有一個好清楚嘅界線。
Famously, Jews would not even eat with Gentiles。
好大家可能都知道嘅就係猶太人同外邦人，佢哋甚至唔願意一同食飯。
Because Gentiles were considered unclean.
因為外邦人係不潔淨。
The Apostle Peter even says to the Roman centurion Cornelius in Acts 10.
甚至當彼得嚟到去同嗰個嘅百夫長嚟到去講説話嘅時候
，You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate or to visit a Gentile.
佢同呢個嘅外邦人講嘅就係話，你應該好清楚知道喺我哋嘅律法嘅底下，我哋嘅風俗底下，我甚至唔應該嚟到去同你相交或者食飯。
Relationships between Jews and Gentiles were so bad。
喺當時嚟講，外邦人同埋猶太人嘅關係係去到一個個極差嘅地步。
That around the time of Jesus, there were a series of wars and rebellions between the two。
所以到咗大約耶穌嗰個嘅時候，佢哋中間就發生咗好多場嘅叫做猶太人嘅戰役。
Judas of Gamala tried in 6 AD.
他就在大約主後60多年的時候,他曾經起亂。
Thutis tried in 44.
其他另外一些的亂黨也在44年的時候起亂。
Both failed.
兩個都失敗了。
So in 66,
在66年的時候,
widespread rebellion broke out in Jerusalem.
當時有很多的人來到去起兵來到去叛變。
And the Jews waged a war against the Romans that would last until 70.
而在那段時間裏面,猶太人的戰爭與羅馬人是延續了將近八年。
The Romans won and burned the temple to the ground.
在70年的時候,羅馬人的勝利就是將耶路撒冷的聖殿燒毀。
Since the Romans won in 70,
在70年之後,
the Jews tried again in 115.
其實猶太人在115年的時候繼續願意繼續嚟到嘗試起兵作。
When the Jews in the diaspora launched yet another revolt against Rome.
在當時他們再一次的叛變,
Rome won again.
羅馬亦都再一次得勝。
So in 130, the largest Jewish rebellion broke out.
在130的時候,最大規模的起義就在那裡發生。
It was so destructive that
在當時來說,那個戰爭是非常有毀滅性。
That at the end, there were basically no Jews left in the land of Israel.
在這個羅馬人得著最後勝利的時候,基本上他們將所有的猶太人都從這個巴勒斯坦的地方趕出去。
All of them were either killed, enslaved, or fled.
中間有些大部分的人已經戰死,中間有些人被人捉了去做奴隸,其他的就遠走他方。
Within 100 years of Jesus' death,
在主後100年,
there were three brutal wars between the Jews and the Gentiles.
有三場極之激烈的戰爭在當地發生。
If you read a lot of history,
如果我們大家看很多的歷史的時候,
this is not too surprising. Because this is also what the Jews were doing before they met the Romans.
因為就算在羅馬人來到巴勒斯坦之前, 其實已經有著相當的戰力。
But we'll skip that history lesson for now.
但是今天我們講歷史就只是講到這裡。
What matters is that Jew and Gentile relationships in the time of Jesus were very tense.
基本上總括來講就是當時猶太人和外邦人的關係是非常之惡劣。
The church was not born in a peaceful political time.
教會產生的時候,當時不是一個政治安穩的時候。
It was an era that stood on the brink of war.
因為當時那一個時代,每一日都在戰爭的邊緣當中。
In this context,
the
idea that Jews and Gentiles should get along basically doesn't exist.
如果跟大家說,猶太人和外邦人應該和平相處的時候,當時不會有很多人有這樣的觀念。
It is in this context, then,
而正是在這個背景的底下,
that in verses 11 and 12, Paul reveals one of his most important assumptions about what the church is.
在11節和12節的裡面, 保羅來到去講出一個很全新的一個概念。
For Paul, the church is the new Israel.
對保羅來說,
that is, Paul considers those Gentiles who now believe in Jesus no longer to be Gentiles.
因為在保羅的眼光之中,若果一個人信耶穌,他就再不是外邦或者化外人。
They are now part of Israel herself.
因為經過了這個信心,他們現在成為真猶太人中間的一份子。
That is why he references the circumcised and the uncircumcised.
所以保羅講到這個受割禮和非受割禮的人。
As you will recall in Genesis 17,
因為在這個創世記17章,
God told Abraham to circumcise himself and all his male descendants as a marker of the covenant.
上帝叫亞伯拉罕和他所有的後裔都需要受這個割禮。
Those who are circumcised belong to Israel.
所有受割禮的人就是以色列國的一份子。
Those who are uncircumcised do not.
而未受割禮的就視為是化外或者外邦人。
In the ancient world, only Jews were circumcised.
而在那個當時的年代,基本上只有猶太人是受割禮。
All Gentiles are not.
所有的外邦人都拒絕這件事。
All Gentiles like us were therefore outside the covenant.
所以如果以我們的身份,我們就在上帝的約以外的人。
But now, through the blood of Jesus,
但是透過耶穌基督的寶血,
All who believe have now been brought into that saving covenant.
所有相信耶稣嘅人，而家就带入去呢个嘅约嘅当中。
All Gentiles who follow Jesus are now considered circumcised.
所有外邦人都受咗一个叫做心灵之中嘅割礼。
Because through Jesus we have the circumcision of the heart, as Paul talks about in Romans 2.
因为喺罗马书第二章嘅里边，保罗所讲嘅就系所有喺主耶稣基督里边有信心嘅人，我哋就喺心灵上边接受咗呢个嘅割礼。
Therefore, we have been made a part of the covenant because we truly follow God.
而因此呢个嘅缘故，我哋就成为上帝嘅约里边真正嘅子民，因为我哋愿意跟随上帝嘅意。
This we proclaim every time we share communion together.
所以每一次我哋喺呢个嘅圣餐嘅当中，我哋其实就系宣讲呢个嘅意。
This is the blood of the covenant.
呢个就系立约的血。
And through it, we've been brought into a community through which God has promised to bless the whole world.
而透过呢一个嘅信息，我哋就可以同呢个嘅整个世界宣告，上帝系点样将祝福带到去所有嘅人。
Through this community, God is repairing His relationship to us, to one another, and to the creation.
喺呢一个嘅关系嘅里边，上帝喺我哋呢个嘅群体嘅当中，复和咗我哋与上帝，我哋与其他嘅人，同埋我哋与万物嘅关系。
It is hard to overstate how big of a theological shift this is.
有时我哋好难想象呢一个咁样嘅神学上边嘅一个嘅转变嘅意念系一个几大嘅一个嘅转。
The Jews and the Gentiles spent a couple hundred years killing each other.
犹太人同呢啲嘅外邦人用咗大约百几年嘅时间嚟到去彼此厮杀。
Paul now says.
而保罗喺呢个嘅时候佢宣告。
Because of Jesus, you are now one people, not two.
因为主耶稣基督的缘故，你们现在已经二人归为一体，你们再不是两个不同的人。
One new humanity.
我们是人类的当中有了一个新人。
The fact that we are made into this one new community is made very clear in verse 14.
在十四节的里面，清楚地保罗说，我们现在所有的人都归入去同一个的群体。
Where Paul talks about the dividing wall of hostility.
所以当保罗讲到这个的上帝怎样来对处理这个敌对的问题的时候。
The Chinese translation was quite good.
中文那个的翻译其实是不错的。
Because it's literally the middle wall.
他就是说将我们中间的墙来到 去拆毁。
This is a reference to the temple in Jerusalem.
而这个的讲法是回想到这个耶路撒冷的一个的圣殿。
At the temple,it's a building surrounded by a walled courtyard.
在圣殿的当中，其实有很多不同的围墙，来到将那个地方成为不同的宅宇。
And at the temple, the outer courtyard was separated into several parts.
在这个圣殿的里面，外围那一个的宅院，是同外围那一个的宅院，是以一埲墙来到去分开。
The middle wall specifically is the one that divides the Gentile worshippers from the Jewish worshippers.
而他们讲到这个中间那个的墙壁，其实就是那个将外邦人和犹太人隔开那一埲的墙。
That is, Jewish people could go further into the temple and be closer to God than Gentiles could.
在当时那个的环境，犹太人是可以进入内院，是更加接近这个的上帝，和外邦人中间仍然有着一个的分别。
The separation between the court of Israel and the court of the Gentiles is so strict.
而这个外邦人和犹太人的宅院中间那一条界线是划得清清楚楚。
Because we found boundary stones with this warning on them.
因为中间是有一个警告。
Whoever is caught beyond this stone will himself be responsible for his ensuing death.
如果一个外邦人是进入了这个犹太人的内院的时候，他的死亡是没人会负责，没人会追究。
That is, if the Jews find out that there's a Gentile in the court of the Jews, they're going to drag you out and beat you to death.
那个意思就是说，如果你不小心或者故意进入了这个的犹太人的内院的时候，一个外邦人就会被人来去捉住，然后立刻处死。
In fact, this is what happens to the Apostle Paul.
保罗曾经有过这样的经历。
In Acts 21,
在一个的在《使徒行传》的21章里面，
someone spreads a rumor that he brought a Gentile into the temple courts.
有人传出一个的流言，就是说保罗带了一些外邦人进入到这个的内院。
So a mob formed to try to beat him to death.
所以当时有一班人是想抄这些人出来，然后将他们打死。
All of this is to say that the middle wall is not like a room divider.
所以我哋講緊呢一個嘅中間嗰埲嘅牆，我哋唔係講緊一個客廳裏邊嘅屏風。
It is a line that crosses life and death.
呢一個係一條死線。
Where once all Gentiles would have been killed for crossing this line.
曾幾何時，所有嘅外邦人佢過咗呢一條嘅生死線，佢就將自己嘅生命嚟到去放棄。
Christ Jesus himself has now turned these two spaces into a single courtyard.
但是今天耶稣基督，他那个的钉死就是说将这个墙来到去拆开，这两个的宅院已经成为一个的地方。
Where Jews and Gentiles can worship together.
让我们外邦人和犹太人能够是一同的敬拜。
I want to pause for a moment to emphasize how big of a change this is.
我暂时会停一停。让大家想下究竟一个嘅分别嗰个嘅重要之处。
Where once the Jews would have killed the Gentiles for entering their worship space.
曾几何时，如果一个人误过咗一条线嘅时候，佢嘅生命就系等同于受咗一个死罪。
And where Jews and Gentiles were once supposed to worship separately.
就算佢哋敬拜同一个嘅上帝，佢哋都要中间划出清清楚楚。
They must now worship together.
但是现在在上帝给我们的复活当中，我们应当是一同的敬拜。
Indeed, through the cross, the dividing wall between them is now destroyed.
透过这个十字架，这个中间隔膜的墙已经被拆毁。
There is now no choice but to worship together.
现在我们既然只是在一个大院里面，我们不能够有那个选择，我们必须要一同敬拜。
To these two images, Paul adds even more.
在这两个的形象的当中，保罗再加上另外一个的图画。
In verse 19, we are now fellow citizens and members of God's household.
在十九节的地方，他讲到，现在我们是同一个国的里面的子民，同一个家庭里面的成员。
In the ancient context, these are both images of mutual responsibility.
在以往那个的眼光的当中，这个的景象，这个的称呼就是说，我们对这个的家国都同样有着那个的责任。
In the ancient world, you are actively responsible for the good of your fellow citizens.
在以往那个的观念的里面，若果我们是一个的公民的时候，我们就彼此要同心负起那个的责任。
And specifically in Israel,
以犹太人来说，
being a fellow citizen means you're supposed to hold one another to account for the sake of the covenant.
如果我们视为一家人，一国的子民的时候，就是说我们彼此之间有那个的责任。
This is what was vowed at Sinai.
上帝的约。
And we are the inheritors of that covenant and that promise.
而我们就是这个西乃山约下的人的后人。
Similarly, households are responsible for every member under that roof.
同样地，如果我们讲到家庭的时候，其实家庭成员中间每一个人都有相干，有着那个相关的。
Here, Chinese culture is very helpful.
如果我们想回华人那个的家庭文化的时候，
It's very similar to ancient culture.
我们跟远古那一个的家庭观念其实是非常接近。
Anyone who shares a roof with you,
如果我们同一屋檐下，
you are responsible for them.
我们就彼此之间有那个的相互的责任。
To all this, Paul adds still another image.
而保罗再加上另外一个的图画。
An image of what it means for Christ to bring us together.
他的图画就帮助我们理解到基督怎样将我们去同归于一。
In verse 21, he compares the church to the temple.
21节的地方，保罗将这个的教会和这个的圣殿来到去作一个的对比。
After all, both the church and the temple are containers for God.
因为无论我们讲到教会又好，讲到圣殿又好，那个的重点就是上帝在那个的地方与我们同在。
In the same way that the cloud of glory moved into the temple when Solomon completed it.
当这个所罗门建立这个的圣殿，上帝那个的云彩就临到这个的圣殿的当中。
So too did the Holy Spirit move into the church at Pentecost.
今天在教会的时候，在五旬节的当中，上帝的灵就临到我们的中间。
Therefore, the church together.
所以当我们讲到教会在一起的时候，
as the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们讲教会其中一个的看法就是说，这个教会就是圣灵所在的之处。
The church is as sacred as the temple was sacred.
所以当我们想到教会，它那个的至圣不屑于这个的圣殿。
You must treat every part of the church as sacred.
教会里面每一部分都是有它的神圣那个的本色。
You are to treat your responsibility towards one another as holy.
所以我们彼此之间那个的责任同样是一个神圣的任务。
I know that is a lot of context and background so far for just 11 verses.
当然我们明白到我们讲了这么多东西其实都是讲了11节的圣经。
Paul has a habit of speaking in a very dense manner.
保罗他讲的那个习惯就是他中间其实有很多的内容在很短的说话里。
He just sort of assumes that everyone else knows as much about the Bible as he does.
有时他那个假设就是大家其实对圣经那个的文化水平与他同样一般。
In any case, I hope it is clear to you now how invested Paul is in the unity of the church.
但我们现在所讲到的就是保罗看这个的圣灵与教会的关系其实有多深入。
I hope you can see how much the reconciliation of all peoples matters.
当我们看见保罗这个的以弗所书的信息的时候我们就看见他讲到万众那个的复活那一个的重要性。
Jesus died to save us from our sins.
基督耶稣以他的死来到去拯救，从我们的从最终拯救我们。
Including and especially the sins that separated us from one another.
而其中一个的罪就是我们中间建立隔膜这个的罪。
This is so important that Paul uses several images sequentially to emphasize this fact.
而我们讲到的就是保罗已经用了好几个不同的图画，讲到这个的复活医治的重要性。
Nationhood, households, the covenant, the temple.
国家、家庭这个的教会这个的圣殿
All these point towards our duty towards one another.
所有这些都讲到我们中间彼此之中要承担起那个的责任
To be reconciled to one another.
我们要彼此建立起我们的复活
To build the new community of God together.
建立起一个新的一个的群体
And all of this just from a few verses in Ephesians.
而这个只是在以弗所书里面讲到的几点
If we look across the rest of the New Testament, we could add example upon example.
因为如果我们看完圣经其他的部分的时候，整个的意念是贯彻始终。
The church is not secondary to evangelism.
这个的教会它那个的重要性不是少于旧时的圣经。
The church does not exist merely to tell people about Jesus.
教会那个的存在不是单是只是讲一个的信息，讲给人听有关耶稣的故事。
The church exists because the reconciliation of all people.
教会那一个的成立是因为要将不同的地方的人同归于一。
The repair of relationship between Jew and Gentile and everyone.
在我们中间建立起医治翻修补翻不同的人那个的关系，好像化外人同犹太人一般。
All of this is the thing that God wants to do.
所有这些都是上帝的心意，上帝愿意做的事情。
The church exists because the cross has brought us together.
教会的存在是因为十字架将我们来到去带埋在一起。
As one new temple.
是成为一个新的圣殿。
One new household.
一个新的一个的上帝的家。
One new humanity.
一个新的人类。
To put it another way.
如果我们用第二个方式来讲。
The community we build together is sacred.
我们所建立的这个的群体是神圣的。
Because Christ has made it so by his very blood. Shed on the cross for all of us. We must no longer live as though we are separated by language or culture or custom. It is God's will that we live together as those who share in the covenant of promise.
因为上帝的心意是叫我们归埋在一起，我们在同一个的约底下活出我们这个的合一的生命。
Now, I am well aware that there are some practical considerations to be had here.
当然我们知道在真正行出来的时候有着它的阻拦。
I know there are some language barriers that prevent us from fully communicating.
言语之间那一个的隔膜是实实在在。
And I know these differences make it difficult for us to be a community together.
有时这些的阻拦就叫我们难以彼此的沟通。
And I know it's unreasonable to ask someone to learn a whole new language and culture.
当然我们知道，如果我们要求人家来到去重新学一个的语言，学一个的文化的时候，这个是没什么可能的。
Nevertheless, I am telling you that Jesus did not tell us to keep Nevertheless, I am telling you that Jesus did not command us to keep our old cultures.
但是在圣经的里面，耶稣基督跟我们讲的，不是说要我们保留我们本身的文化。
Jesus commanded us to build a new household together.
耶稣基督的心意是叫我们建立起一个新的家。
Because of the cross and because of the resurrection.
因为十字架的缘故，因为复活的缘故。
Given our limitations,
当然我们知道我们每人都有我们的限制。
Here is where I think we should start.
或者我们要从小处开始。
We start by making a place where everyone feels welcome. A place where everyone can come home. Across both English and Cantonese congregations. I know some of you come from peaceful households. And I know some of you come from very chaotic situations. So here's what I mean by making a home together. In a good household, everyone in that house not only cares about you, but shows it with whatever capacity that they have. For example, I know that many of you have experienced living in multi-generational homes, where different generations basically speak different languages. I want you for a moment to go back to that old family house. What is supposed to happen when you walk in? I suspect that what you would hope happens is that your family comes to greet you. To ask you how your day was, to see if you've eaten yet. Even if that's the only thing that could be communicated. My grandma speaks Toisan. I don't understand any Toisan. But if I remember correctly, she would still ask me, Timmy Doi, Hek Lame. I don't know any Toisan. I remember that my grandma cared. Something, anything to acknowledge that I see you. I care about you. You matter to me. Even if we don't speak the same language, it matters that you acknowledge that I exist. In basically every culture, being ignored is an insult. Being ignored breaks relationship. I would hope then that in the household of God that no one gets ignored. I hope that you would say hi to everyone you can at every chance you get. We are, after all, the temple of God together. To ignore your brothers and sisters in Christ is to forsake your sacred duty. To ignore them is to sin against them. If anyone walks into this church and no one welcomes them, we have failed. And we have sinned. I can already hear a couple of common objections. What if I'm not very good at English or Mandarin or whatever language? My answer is that you should communicate what you can.
我的答案就是说，其实我们有这些方法，我们仍然可以有那个的相隔。
And that you should build whatever relationship you can.
我们可以在我们的有限的当中建立起尽量的一个的，尽量建立起一个的相交的关系。
If all you can do is say hi, or
我们唯一能够讲到的就是早安。
Or ni hao, or zhou san, or guten tag.
英文、普通话、广东话、德文。
Do that.
都用我们的方法来对他讲。
If the extent of your conversation is,
如果我们继续再讲多一点的说，
早晨，耶稣爱你，对不起，我的中文不是那么好。
可能我们所讲的就是这样。
If that's all you can say in English,
如果这个是我们唯一所讲的，或者我用英文都只能够说出这样的说话的时候，
The alternative is so much worse.
这样都是一句的说话。因为如果我们不讲这句说话的时候，我们连那一点都做不到。
I cannot think of a single culture, a single time period where being ignored means that I love you.
在某一个的文化，在某一个的时代，会有人说我不睬你是等于我爱你的宣言。
Refusing to even try means we failed already.
不愿意尝试就已经表示我们失败。
Here's another couple of common objections.
或者我们再这样看看。
What if things are awkward, or what if I'm shy?
如果我们是怕丑，我们觉得同人相交好好唔舒服。
As Jesus once taught us,
耶稣基督曾经教导我们。
The widow who offered two pennies offered far more than all the gold of the rich.
一个摆上两文钱嘅寡妇，佢其实比所有摆得更多嘅金钱嗰啲嘅富人，佢更加能够得到上帝嘅恩赏。
I know that social anxiety is very real.
當然我們知道我們與人相交那種的緊張很真實。
I know it's much harder for some people than for others.
對很多人來說，這個真是一個很難越過的一個鴻溝。
Jesus did not command us to offer what we do not have.
耶穌不是叫我們來去擺上一些我們沒有的東西。
Jesus told us to offer what we do have.
耶穌叫我們擺上的是我們擁有的東西。
If it takes all your courage to go say hi to someone new,
如果我們要用鼓起很大很大的勇氣才能够讲一声的早安的时候，
If it takes all your courage to say one sentence in English,
如果我们要搏晒老命才能够接出那一句英文的时候，
That is an offering that God loves.
这个就是上帝所喜悦的献祭。
I am not saying that all these things shall be easy.
我没说过这些是容易的举动。
Things probably will be awkward at some point or other.
而很多时候我们都知道有很多令我们很困惑的事。
I am saying that if you are a Christian,
但我所讲的就是说，如果我们是基督徒，
you are obligated to show what love you can towards your brother and sister in Christ.
我们有一个责任是尽我们所能的去表达我们的爱。
With whatever capacity that you have.
无论我们能够做到几多就几多。
Whether they speak the same language as you.
无论那个人跟我们讲的是同一个语言。
Whether they have the same culture as you.
或者跟我们有同一个文化背景。
If all you can manage to say hi, say hi.
如果我们只能够讲一声早安的时候，咁咪讲一声早安咯。
If you have more to give,
如果我们不是这么做，
then to those much has been given, much is expected.
上帝讲的就是说，我们多给谁就向谁多取，多与谁就与谁多要。
Once we have become a more welcoming place,
如果我们成为一个更有欢迎气氛的地方，
here's where I think we should go afterward.
我们以后要做的事呢？
We need to spend more time listening to one another.
我们就要彼此用多一点的时间来去聆听。
Specifically, we need to make space for people to be Christian in ways that are not identical to our own.
我们要容许人有一个空间，他们那个的基督徒的经历可能跟我们不同。
After all, as the Bible teaches us, we are the body of Christ together.
但是当我们在圣经里面所说的，我们同为主的身体的时候，
Hands must be hands and eyes must be eyes.
手要作手，眼要作眼的时候，
It does no good for one part of the body to blame another.
我们不能够对不同的人来到去讲出我们对他们的嫌弃。
Especially as long as we are using our unique gifts to love God and to love neighbor.
正因为我们每人都有不同的恩赐，我们以这些恩赐来到去爱上帝、爱邻舍的时候，
This means that we as a church,
我们作为一个的教会，
We need a theology big enough to incorporate every true version of God.
我们需要有一个神学的眼光，我们能够是包容所有在主里面不同的经历。
And to welcome every faithful expression of Christianity.
而我们中间任何的一种的忠心的敬拜主的表现，我们都应该来到彼此接纳。
We need to learn how to be Christian along people, alongside people whose beliefs may be very, very different than our own.
我们需要遇到很多我们那个的信念背景不同的人，我们能够是彼此来到相处。
For example, I'm very aware that my version of the faith is very academic.
有时我都知道我在我心目中我那个的信心那个的模式是比较上来的学术化。
I will never tell you all that you must go to seminary.
当然我这样的意思不是说我们就要所有的人都要去过神学院才能够彼此相交。
The correct question for a church is never, do they worship like us?
我们那个的在教会里面问的问题不是说他们能够好像我一般敬拜。
It is always, are they following Jesus?
而是反而问的就是他们在他们的敬拜的当中，他们是不是究竟，他们是不是跟随着耶稣。
And there are many ways to follow Jesus.
而跟随耶稣往往有很多不同的表情和表达。
Let me use our youth ministry as an example.
我用以我们的青少年的事工作为一个例子。
I am very aware that as a church, we're very concerned about passing the faith on to the next generation.
我很清楚我们的教会很有心将我们的信心来去交给我们的下一代。
It's why I have a job.
其中这个就是我有这份工的理由。
And it's why so much of our budget goes towards youth ministry.
也都看见我们中间那个的财政预算是摆了很多的资源在这个的青少年事工之上。
So let me ask you this.
所以我问大家一个问题。
Have you asked the English side why they're still Christian?
我们有没有跟英文堂的人讲过为什么他们仍然都是一个的基督徒？
If you want to know what works about youth ministry in Canada,
如果我们想知道一下在加拿大的地方，有什么方式叫这个的青少年工作是做得好的？
You can go ask the people for whom it more or less did work.
我们可以问一下有些人怎样在中间经历过这种的成功的例子。
So have you asked them what the challenges of faith in Canada are?
我们可以问下他们在加拿大作为一个的基督徒究竟有什么困难之处。
Or what the challenges of attending a Chinese church are.
或者作为一个的讲英语的人参加一个华语教会的时候那一个的挑战又是什么。
Especially if you have kids and you want your kids to be Christian.
如果我们中间是有孩子的，我们觉得这些，我们想这些的孩童来去成为我们的信心的群体的一部分。
You don't have to navigate their faith journeys blindly.
我们不是盲中中地来到去带领着他们那个的属灵那个的道路。
You can ask those who have had similar experiences.
我们可以问一些有同样差不多背景差不多的环境底下成长的信徒。
To put it another way,
或者用另一个方法说，
more than simply carving out a place for English,
我们不是只是在我们中间腾出一个位给英文。
Have you learned about the ways in which they too are choosing to follow Jesus?
我们有没有问过他们在他们那个的环境他们的经历的底下他们如何选择来到跟随？
Especially if those ways might be very, very different than your own.
而尤其是那些的方式是跟我们的经历有着很大的不同的时候。
If you do ask, I suspect the answers you'll find might surprise you.
如果我们会这样问的时候，可能我们那个的得到的答案会令我们很出奇。
People are Christian for a lot of different reasons.
人成为基督徒是基于很多不同的理由。
People encounter God in many different ways.
而人与上帝嗰一个嘅相交，亦都有着好多唔同嘅模式同埋经历。
If as a church we only ever support one way of encountering God,
如果作为一个嘅教会，我哋唯一嘅思想就系话，只有呢个嘅方式可以嚟到去让我哋与上帝相近。
Then we will only ever welcome a small portion of the people God sends our way.
我哋只能够系欢迎上帝带到我哋中间嘅某小撮嘅人。
At the risk of stating the obvious,
而有很多时候我们好像讲这些东西很明显，
you will only learn about new ways of following Jesus if you ask.
我们唯有来到去学习到怎样有新的跟随耶稣的方法，就是透过这个询问。
Now, I am under no illusion that the work of the church is a short-term project.
我们大家都知道这个的计划不是一个短期性的一个的计划。
Questions about faith and life take trust. And trust takes time.
建立一個嘅一個嘅信心上面嘅相交係需要建立起一個嘅信任，而建立信任係需要時間。
There is a world between saying hi to someone
喺我哋大家彼此問安以外
，and having someone trust you with the secrets of their soul
去到一個地步，人哋願意有嗰個嘅信任，將佢心靈裏邊最深層嘅問題嚟到帶出嚟。
But you can only start by saying hi
呢個距離係有好大。但是起步點都可能只係喺嗰個彼此問安呢一個。
You can only get there by beginning the process of reconciliation.
我哋唯有要從嗰個嘅起點開始，我哋先至能夠開始呢個復和嘅過程。
And the process of repairing relationships between all people.
而呢個係一個我哋彼此建立關係嗰一個嘅基礎同埋模式。
In Christ, there is no Jew or Gentile.
在耶稣基督的里面，一个的外邦人和犹太人之间那一个的分界。
There is no slave or free.
已经再没有任何的理由。
There is no Cantonese congregation, there is no English congregation.
在基督耶稣的教会的里面，没有分这个英文堂和中文堂。
There is only the people of God.
只有上帝的子民。
Bound together by sacred covenant.
我们在主耶稣基督的里面有这个的圣洁的约。
And bound together by sacred responsibility towards one another.
亦都喺呢個嘅約嘅裏邊，我哋對彼此之間有著一個相輔相成嘅責任。
Amen.